Hi, everyone. Thanks for taking some time to listen to this podcast about how redaction can help with document sharing. I'm Kimberly Medea, and I'm part of the InfoSphere product marketing team. Joining me today is Daniel Stanka, who is a subject matter expert on secure document sharing. Daniel is involved helping clients develop policies to share and protect documents for compliance and for risk mitigation. He's been working on this for several years and has a lot of experience in the field. Thanks for joining us today, Daniel.
Thanks, Kimberly. I've seen many organizations struggle with how to balance the need for openness and privacy. On one hand, organizations need to share documents with third parties, such as customers, business partners, and auditors. On the other hand, they need to protect sensitive information found within these documents. This creates a balancing act. Organizations often struggle with how to solve this problem, which technologies to use, and how to ensure compliance. Giving users access to the right information will help the business, but, of course, it's easier said than done.
That's pretty interesting. Well, isn't using access control and things like encryption to protect files within the enterprise enough?
Well, it's a bit more complicated than that. Setting proper access control for your ECM stored documents or properly applying file encryption provides security for sensitive information stored in documents. However, this tight security also limits the usefulness of this information. Encryption and access control are binary actions. They're either on or off for the entire document. In order to comply with the security standards, you tend to limit the amount of users that have the access to the entire document, thus limiting access to the potentially needed information to run your business. The alternative is to widen the range of people who have access to this information by relaxing access control, thus increasing its applicability and increasing productivity, but risking violation of privacy laws.
That sounds like a really tough problem. You certainly don't want to widen the range of access and cause a security problem. What's a more flexible alternative that you would suggest?
We now have a third option through the use of redaction. The process of redaction allows you to free your documents while conforming to internal and external privacy regulations. It allows your company to increase productivity by making more information available to your employees and partners, while simultaneously protecting individual pieces of select private information.
This sounds like a really good idea, but how does it work in the real world? Can you maybe share with us a scenario that you've experienced in the field, something that's more tangible and a real-life example?
Sure. Redaction simply allows you to apply a fine-grained level of privacy to a document. Imagine you have a document which needs to be used by a clinician as part of a trial study. This document contains diagnostic information which can be used by the person running the clinical trial to gather statistical information. However, the same document can also contain sensitive information such as social security numbers, names, addresses, phone numbers, etc., which is not needed by the clinician. He or she is not allowed, according to HIPAA, to see some identifiable sensitive information about the patient. Under the old model, you would encrypt and lock away this file because it could contain social security numbers and other sensitive information, and thus the pertinent clinical information would not be properly used. With redaction, we can process documents and delete the information that the clinical trial worker is not supposed to be exposed to, such as the aforementioned social security number and name, and still allow for the relevant information to exist in the file. HIPAA compliance and company reputation is maintained by not needlessly exposing personally identifiable information, and productivity is increased by allowing the valuable information in the document to be used by the appropriate parties.
Thanks, Daniel. That's very helpful. I appreciate you walking us through that example. I know most clients out there really don't have the resources, especially in this tight economy, to implement yet another software offering or another process-intensive, heavy initiative. How can redaction be used with what clients might have today? In other words, how can redaction be used with files stored in an existing ECM system, such as FileNet or Content Manager, that organizations might already have in place today?
This model of increased sharing while also protecting the sensitive information applies quite well to any ECM system where documents are managed, processed, shared, and reviewed as part of a document management workflow. ECM systems provide a particularly great mechanism for adding redaction to the workflow because of their already strong workflow definition tools, as well as their proper access control and user authentication mechanisms. Redaction actions can be inserted into many different places in any given ECM system. Documents can be redacted upon ingestion and stored for later use. They can be redacted at retrieval time, thus using the retrieving person's credentials or roles to determine what needs to be redacted and what can be viewed safely by that particular person. Files can be redacted in bulk as part of an e-discovery case, where many thousands of documents are being submitted at once for privatization ahead of sharing them with a wider audience. As we illustrated through our examples, you can see how a properly configured redaction workflow can increase the usefulness of your existing ECM stored documents while ensuring that proper privacy controls are applied to each document based on the intended audience.
Oh, that's great news. It sounds like redaction is very manageable. Thanks very much, Daniel, for taking some time to talk with us today. I really learned how redaction promotes secure document viewing, which not only helps with compliance, but also helps achieve business goals. It sounds like we can give folks access to the right information to get their job done efficiently.
Sure thing. It was my pleasure.
And thanks also to those out there in cyberspace for taking a few minutes to learn more about our redaction offerings. Our offering is called InfoSphere Guardium Data Redaction. Please do contact us if you want to learn more and are interested in hearing more about redaction. Please also stay tuned for some additional podcasts and webcasts that you can view and learn more about Guardium Data Redaction. Thank you.